Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! It's been a long time since I've been in the mountains. The crisp air wisping between the peaks and valleys gives everything a gentle stillness you just can't find around people. Well, most people. I'm on my way to Copper Hill to answer a call for some library volunteers. They've got this annual scroll census at the archives, and the curators need all the help they can get. It's still about a 3 days journey on foot, but I can cut a day off by going through the Cyarian Mountains. There isn't a huge rush, giving me plenty of time to admire the view. As the evening sun shines through the clouds, a majestic dance of reds and purples casts a pleasant glow over the landscape. Long shadows streak out from the occasional pine trees and darken the ground just enough that I can see the occasional glowing eyes of the mountain mice. They're perfectly harmless and very cute, but also very scared of people, which is a shame. I keep my distance as I descend onto an outcropping. One of the creatures skitters away from me as I take a seat to admire the sky. The sun is fading now, and I should probably make camp soon. I can see a small cave entrance not too far away, but I can take one last look at the sky before heading into the mountain. The brilliant glow of the clouds feels like a call from the sky, saying the day is done, and that's okay. When the sun dips behind the clouds, I make my way towards the cave. I pick up some loose branches on my way for kindling, and prepare to set up camp for the night. Along the way, I spot some tekeb flowers, whose roots make a delicious soup. My arms are already pretty full, but I manage to grab a few handfuls as I make my way inside the mountain. Most of the flowers make it with me. The cave is bigger than I imagined. You could probably fit a good number of people in here if you had to. I set up my bedroll and pack a few feet away from where I plan on building my fire. I can't see all that well into the cave yet. If only I still had Remington's light powers, I'm sure I could light this whole cavern up no problem. But I'll just have to use my flint. Wow, there must not have been much rain here recently. I can't remember the last time I lit a fire on my first try. Well, now I'm that much closer to making soup. Tekeb soup doesn't take very long to make, but it is slightly more than just adding water and heat. My sword might not be the best option for chopping these little roots, but it's certainly getting the job done. This is a really good soup to share with someone. I'll have to see if Noek is still in Copper Hill when I get there. I know they love a good batch, but for now, it's just me and the mountain. It's nice to just sit sometimes and be alone with the world around you. Hello? Is someone there? Okay then, I guess I'll just finish my dinner and—
scary object!
I'm not entirely sure what this creature is, but considering that I'm staying the night here, it's probably best that I investigate. I know it isn't a classical dragon, since those all died out. Maybe a ghost? It could always just be a couple of mountain mice. Maybe there's an old mountain caretaker living here? Whatever it is, or whoever, I suppose, I hope they're friendly. I'd hate to spend the night in a damp cave with a grumpy neighbor. I carefully get up so I don't startle my temporary companion. Hello? I'm not going to hurt you. Okay. Okay, then. We can just sit together for a bit, if you prefer. That's okay, too. You don't have to be afraid of me. I promise I'm just passing through. I'm on my way to Copperhill, just past the River Flow. Do you have a name? My name's Ryan. I'm an adventurer, I guess. But not like, you know, a legendary conquering one. There's not some big quest that I'm heading off to complete to become a Knight of the Realms or anything. I just sort of float between towns, seeing who needs help.
Not a knight?
Nope, just a helpful wanderer.
The adventurer speaks. Curious. Very curious. Adventurer must not see Sen.
See Sen?
No! The adventurer must not lay eyes upon the great and powerful Drake Sen. Fear me!
It takes everything in me to keep from bursting into laughter. That voice is so cute! And besides, everyone knows that if regular dragons ever did exist, they were killed by vicious kings and unworthy knights centuries ago. I absolutely must make a new friend.
Do you want some gold?
No! Dragons do not desire gold.
Oh, not even this little coin?
No. Sen does not desire gold. Sen does not hoard the smelted gold like the dragons in tales of old.
Do you want some soup instead?
Soup? No. Dragons must not meet with humans.
There's plenty to share. Here, I'll just put this over here for you, and you can come have some if you want.
Human offers soup? Human does not fear the mighty Sen?
What would I have to be afraid of? I'm sure you're a perfectly nice person.
All shall fear the mighty and terrible dragon Sen!
And with this rather surprising introduction, the cutest little face emerges from a crevice above me. Two sets of horns extend from their head, which they wiggle like they're trying to be threatening. I'm not the least bit threatened, though, since this new friend can't be more than 3 feet long. As they make their way down the cave wall, I use my sword to push the little bowl of soup I've laid out a little closer to them.
Who holds the sword?
You can call me Ryan. You're Sen, right?
The mighty Sen of the old Drake flock.
I didn't think dragons existed around here.
I stand here before you and you say dragons don't exist? Pah! Sen obviously exists, as Sen is eating your soup.
My new friend suddenly darts forward and immediately slurps the soup. Within seconds, their eyes are glowing a fiery red, and they seem much more confident in their approach. Sen marches right up to my fire and props himself up on their hind legs before looking me in the eye.
Human Ryan offers gifts to Sen. Human makes bed for Sen. Human is friend to Sen?
Sure, though I didn't make you a bed. Would you like one? I'm sure I could spare a cloak for the night.
What? Cloak? Why would I want a cloak?
Well, it's not like I can go grab a bale of straw for you.
You have a nice fire right here!
You sleep in fire?
Of course. What else would a dragon sleep in?
I guess I've never really thought about that. The only classical dragon I've ever met was sort of... not that talkative.
You've met another dragon? Where? You must tell me! Tell me!
Well, they weren't really a dragon.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, there was this princess who was taken by a dragon, and there were a lot of people going to rescue her. But when I got there, it turned out she had actually built a fake dragon to keep out all the people after the reward money. So, if you want to get technical, I was the dragon for a little while, at least while she escaped. But now I'm just me.
Foolish humans believing a fake dragon. You must have been pretty convincing.
Thanks.
This is a good fire.
That doesn't hurt.
Silly human. Dragon eggs need to sit in magma pools for 500 years before hatching. This mountain used to be a volcano before it went dormant. Oh, I do miss a good lava bath. I suppose you think I have a gold hoard, too.
Do you?
Well, no.
Really?
Well, not like you probably think. There was a pack of knights here a few decades ago, and they told stories about dragons having great piles of gold coins and ingots. I don't have any of that.
But you have something?
Oh, yes, yes, of course Sen has something. Follow me. Come, come!
I quickly get up and follow Sen as they skitter off into another crevice. It's going to be a tight fit, but I should be able to squeeze in there. I scooch out onto a small ledge overlooking a massive cavern glittering full of gold veins. Sen lets out tiny little puffs of fire that are just enough to give me a mostly clear view of their majestic home. No smith could craft something this beautiful.
Wow.
Now this is the gold of dragons.
It's gorgeous.
This is the gold that dragons guard, that we must protect in its natural beauty. You must tell no one of this secret, adventurer.
Don't worry, your secret's safe with me.
Come, come, look down here. You should be able to see it from there. Just lean over.
What am I looking at?
Now, it's been nearly a century since I did this, and the knight turned out to be lying about being a knight, so some stuff went south, but I think since you're just a regular old adventurer...
Ah! My sword!
Scary object is falling! Ah! Must catch it, but scary object... No, must catch the thing! Yeah! Missing something, adventurer?
Thanks. I try not to use this for, you know, fighting, but it's nice to have around sometimes. Especially for cooking.
You should not hold such things so carelessly. The magics that might have been unleashed had the gold of the old drake flock been damaged would spell doom.
Are you just pretending to be fierce and menacing again?
You play a dangerous game, adventurer. Take hold of your weapon.
Again, it's really more of a cooking utensil. Or a shield, sometimes. What was it you wanted to show me?
Right. Behold, the dragon fires of old.
As Sen puts out fireball after fireball into a small crevice, a gentle glow starts to emerge from the various holes around the cavern. After a few moments, the whole space is aglow in a fiery orange, making all the gold glitter. It puts the evening sky from earlier to shame, and I'm almost tempted not to leave, but I've got business in Copperhill, so I should probably get to sleep. Someone has other ideas, though.
I'd really like to show you the fire portraits I've done, but I don't think you'll be able to fit into that cavern. I've got the entire Epic of Tanagra blown onto one wall, including the Ascension of the Gatherer. Took me 4 years just to get that one done.
Do you just sort of burn the rock?
No, no. This is Dragon's Fire, adventurer. A Dragon's Fire can melt the hardest of rocks after long enough. Which means it usually takes me up to a week to finish a face, but it used to take me a month.
That's actually really impressive.
Thank you. I have to have something to occupy my time. Sure, watching over the old drake flock's gold is a noble cause and everything, and sometimes I have to take care of a spare pool of water, but it's mostly just waiting around.
What are you waiting for?
Not what, who? All dragons have a purpose to inspire at least one individual to their true calling. I've still got a few centuries before I get around to that, though. You've got to be large and intimidating before you can start handing out wizened advice like that.
Well, I hope whoever you're waiting for is worthy of that cavern.
Oh, they will be. It's only a matter of time.
I finish up my soup, which I actually got to share with a friend after all, as Sen tells me what they've been up to the last few centuries. It sounds like there's generally a lot of funny posturing towards non-existent knights and talking to their portraits. I lay out my cloak as Sen snuggles into the embers of my fire. I can hear a gentle rumble as their fire dies out and is replaced by the whistling of the winds moving through the cavern. It's the perfect lullaby to share with a new friend. When I awake, Sen is laying upside down in the ashes of last night's fire. I can almost hear purring? I pack up my stuff as quietly as I can and set off. I suppose a lot of people might have expected more from that. Are dragons supposed to grant wishes? I don't think so. But I'm sure a band of knights would have wanted gold or old magical secrets or something. There's probably a person or two who would have expected me to get a quest from Sen, but nope. Just a friendly companion for a night, which was exactly what I wanted. Thank you for side questing with us. This episode, Into the Cavern, was written by Brad Colebrook and produced by Tal Minear. The voice of Sen was Alex Welch. The voice of Ryan was Tal Minear. A big thanks to Anne, Ilya, Jesse, Kyle, and E.L. Thackeray for supporting this episode. If you like side questing, you might like Diary of a Space Archivist, a very cute show about friendship, chocolate, and space. Sam the Space Archivist thinks she has a boring job until she finds an alien hiding on her ship. One that really likes curly whirlies. Here's the trailer.
Everything's fine. Everything will be fine. Everything is fine. Everything's fine. Oh, everything is fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything is fine. Everything is not fine.
Diary of a Space Archivist. The comedy sci-fi drama about family chocolate and space. Do not be alarmed. Everything will be fine.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gail King.
I'm Andrea Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.